You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to the Football Hour podcast. Thank you once again for listening to this brilliant show that we love recording for you. I am Alex Mearns. And if you don't know about the show, we just talk football. And the biggest topic at the moment is obviously transfers. Dom is joined with me once again and we are talking Danny Rose. Danny Rose has had to apologise to his manager, his squad, his fans and his chairman for what he said in an interview with The Sun last week. He has told Daniel Levy to go out and buy more players and expects Daniel Levy to more than double his contract, which he's on £65,000 a week. Why, on the eve of the season, has Danny Rose come out with this?
I have no idea. The timing and the way he's done it is just stupid and ridiculous. I kind of agree with what he's saying, the points he's making. And I think a lot of the squad members are thinking this. I don't think it's just Danny Rose, but he's been the one to come out and say it. Because the players like Danny Rose, players like Dele Alli, Hugo Lloris, Harry Kane, Vertonghen, Alderweireld, they deserve to be on a lot more money in today's market, in today's football business.
Why did he sign a contract when he knew he was going to earn £65,000? Why is he complaining about that?
Yeah, that's
contract?
The argument. When did he sign it? He signed it 6 months ago, wherever it was, a year ago. I understand his point that they should be on more money, which they should in today's market, but Spurs aren't that club, though. Spurs don't have the riches of Manchester City. They don't have the riches of even Arsenal, United, all these clubs. And you make your mind up. Do you want to be earning more money or do you want the club to be signing more players?
He was complaining that he earns less money than Connor Wickham. Well, go and play for Sunderland then. Go and play for Crystal Palace. If you want to earn more money, go to them clubs. What he's saying is he believes he can go to Manchester United and triple his wage. But you're at Spurs. He's talking about wanting to win trophies. Who are the people that haven't won trophies for Tottenham in the last few years? It's not the fans' fault. I wouldn't even say it's the chairman's fault. It's the players' fault and the manager's fault. If he wanted to go and win the league, as you say, Tottenham has bottled it for the last two seasons. If he wanted to go win the FA Cup, him and his teammates beat Chelsea in the semi-final. That's your job. You go and beat the team that's put out for you. I'm not having this. People are saying that you can't have a go at him. He's just showing he's got a lot of ambition. Nah, I think he's showing that he's a greedy, greedy bloke. I think these guys just don't understand football fans like me and you, Dom, who don't earn barely any money. We scrape together the money we do have to go and watch these guys play, and they're complaining about earning 65 grand a week. Do you know what? Shut up, Danny Rose. Shut up. Who the hell do you think you are? He's just some lad like me from Yorkshire complaining about earning £65,000 a week. Go back to that council estate you grow up on, Danny Rose, and knock on someone's house and just see what it's like for them. Just remember what it was like for them. I know where he's coming from because I guess he reads The Sun before doing interviews with him and sees his mate Kyle Walker going and doubling his wage. But I don't have much sympathy for him.
I hate the old argument with like the soldiers' nurses' wages and footballers' wages because it's just a totally irrelevant argument for me because those two are public services and this is a commercial business and the commercial companies can obviously pay more money. I think he wanted the club to be more ambitious, but I just think he understands that they're moving into a new stadium, right? And the only players Spurs can bring in are squad players for me. That's what they need to bring in. Their first 11 is probably the first or second best first 11 in the league. For me, 1-11.
Even without Kyle Walker.
Yeah, 1-11, they got a great side. And there's not many players, unless you buy a player off Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Man United, City, who would walk into their first 11 for me. Like, I'm thinking of a player like Isco would probably be better than Eriksen. I can't think of many number 10s out there who are better than Eriksen. I wouldn't say James Rodriguez, who's gone to Bayern Munich, is better than Eriksen after the last couple of years. He just lived off a very good World Cup, to be perfectly honest. And so I think, yeah, I don't see what you want Levy to do. You're moving into a brand new 60,000 whatever seated stadium. They've probably built it so it's got 10 more seats than Arsenal do just to be the bigger club in North London. But yeah, Danny Rose, I understood where he's coming from, but there was just no need to say it. If you want to say those sort of things, you don't come to the press and say it. You speak to your chairman or you speak to your manager that you think, maybe not wages wise, but maybe
he already has. The other side of the coin is maybe he has already said that to his club, to his manager. And he's frustrated that they haven't gone and done it. But the one person who's not complained all summer is Maurizio Pochettino. He's never once gone, I'm really upset with my chairman not giving the money that I think I deserve. Maybe he doesn't feel like he needs to add to that squad.
The thing is, what my issue with, obviously, managers like Antonio Conte, I don't think the way he's gone about is great either, because you take a role, and whether you're head coach, manager, etc., you are employed by the chairman. You are employed by the club. You use what you're given by the club. Yes, you may think personally you're not enough, but you can't just go throwing toys at a pram. I think Mourinho rustled a few feathers in his pre-match interview for the West Ham game the other day that he was saying, well, I've got 3 out of my 4 targets so far this season. There's other managers who have thrown their toys at a pram complaining. And I think, what else can Spurs do? We spoke about it in the manager watch with Mitch Pochettino and Spurs. You can listen to that afterwards. You haven't listened to it yet. That we said, there's not really much more Spurs can do except win the league or win the Champions League, because, or just maybe even get to the knockout stages. It's just maybe win a trophy. Like, let's say they won the FA Cup last year. I don't think these comments would have been coming out.
Of course not. Now you've read the comments, which are extraordinary. Would you go, all right, Danny Rose, you can go? For me, it sounds like he wants to go and be Jose Mourinho's left back. It really does. I think he wants to go to Old Trafford. As you say, Jose Mourinho said, I'm 75% done on my business. He's also said he wants a left back. Where did Man United finish last year? Yeah, granted they won 2 trophies, but I don't know. I think Tottenham at the moment are a better team, than easily a better team than Manchester United. But obviously, he says it's not about the money. It's got to be about the money.
You ask him why your wage is not high enough.
Yeah.
It's about the money, mate.
It's definitely about the money.
Yeah, I think Rose could easily go to Chelsea or Man United. But Spurs, you can't sell 2 of your best defenders to your 2 biggest rivals. That doesn't come out well for me. That shows a lack of ambition for me. That shows still a small club mentality, you know what I mean? Spurs are sort of getting past stage where they're being coming across as a selling club. Because that's what they were. With the likes of Luka Modric and Gareth Bale in recent years, we sold Kyle Walker to Man City. Although Ben Davies can come in and do a great job at left-back, I think Ben Davies is a very, very good player. It just doesn't send out the right message for me if you're selling. I know it may be £100 million you may recoup, you may get from these 2 left-backs, well, near enough 100 mil. I don't know, as a fan, I'd feel a bit odd about it. Although the way he's come out about it and the way Kyle Walker did it are very different, I think it doesn't send out the right message for me. But if I was a fan and a player came out and said that, I'd be like, you can leave, mate. No player's bigger than the club, as fans always say. So for me, it can go one of 2 ways. Spurs, if he goes to United, which I think he's more likely going to get in United's team than Chelsea's, because Chelsea don't have necessarily a reason to drop Alonso. They could drop Moses because he could have just had one off season, but I think Alonso is a very, very good player who's very good for Fiorentina in the Serie A a couple of years ago. So yeah, I think if he goes to Man United, mentally for Man United fans, that's big, because they've stolen 2 big players from their rivals in the Man United match from Chelsea. Although maybe Chelsea fans say, oh yeah, but he wasn't going to get in our team anyway. Well, he would. He was one of your best players the last three seasons, 2 of which he won a title. And then Danny Rose from Tottenham. So I don't really know where I stand. If I was a fan, I maybe want Danny Rose to leave. That's £100 million recuperated. That means you can actually go and buy someone now.
From who? You think Danny Rose is going to cost 100 mil?
You've got 100 mil in transfers that's come in, okay. Like fees that have come in. And that means maybe not this summer, but next summer, once you've got the new stadium, you can start spending that money and improving your side and maybe getting a top, top player, the level of a player we're going to move on to in Philippe Coutinho.
I think the comments are so ill-timed, because I don't think Spurs have had a bad summer. I think they've only lost 1 player, which they sort of knew he wanted to go. They've got a brilliant replacement in Kieran Trippier. The big ones, they've not lost Harry Kane or lost Dele Alli.
Not lost Moussa Dembélé. They've not got players like Eric Lamella, let's say, who was injured the whole of last season.
Yeah.
And the season before, he was great. Although they don't have the best squad depth, it's not like they have 0 players on the bench who can perform. They've got Eric Lamella. They've got Heung-Min Son, who I thought when Harry Kane was out was brilliant last season.
Yeah, I do.
So I think Danny Rose just should shut up and start playing properly.
Yeah, shut up, Danny Rose. Moving on to Philippe Coutinho, who's handing in a transfer request at Liverpool. Somehow picked up a injury. If Barcelona didn't sell Neymar and didn't come after Coutinho, he would have definitely played in the game against Watford. He's been left out of the Champions League squad. I saw a video last night of the Liverpool club shop. They were pulling down pictures from the front window of Coutinho. Is this a matter of time?
Yeah, I think it's only a matter of time. Although, do Barca need to sign Ousmane Dembélé and Philippe Coutinho?
Yes.
I know Barca, they need to come and get back to the level they were, because Real Madrid are just miles ahead of any team in the world at the moment. You saw that last night in the Super Cup, or whenever you're listening to this. I think this will probably be going out on Tuesday. Yeah, I think, as you argue, maybe they do need to spend. I don't think, actually, a Borussia Dortmund official has heard from Usman Dembele in a week.
Alright.
Or 5 days or something. I think I read a tweet earlier from a journalist that was like, yeah, he hasn't contacted any Dortmund official in about a week. But I think they're two very different players. The way I see Coutinho isn't a replacement for Neymar.
No, it's a replacement for Iniesta.
Exactly. Because we all know, although Coutinho plays in the, can play on the left, he's so much more effective through the middle. And if he played that number 10 sort of role, number 8 role, him and Rakitic in the middle, with Busquets in behind, with the likes of Usman Dembele, Messi and Suarez, you know, I think they are going to sign both.
Is it a bit of a sad situation that despite all this Premier League money, that Barcelona can come and nick one of the best Premier League players on the week after the Premier League started? Aren't the Premier League meant to be the big boys with the cash? I know they're the big clubs, but what is the point of having all this money if you can't keep your best players, Dom?
You may say that, but they've got, if they're the second biggest team, no, or third biggest team in the world, and they're in the best league in the world, so why wouldn't you move?
What I'm saying is, yes, for Philippe Coutinho, but I'm talking on the side of Liverpool Football Club. What is the point of having all this money if your best player just goes anyway to another league?
It shows the club isn't big enough. Like, when was the last time they won something, exactly? Like, Liverpool, you've got a lot of history, and every year is going to be your year. But you're simply not on the level of Barcelona. You're not on the level of Real Madrid. You're not on the level of Bayern Munich. You're not.
But they are financially.
Financially, you can be. Yeah, but anyone can be on the level of someone else financially.
If this lad, 6 months ago, signed a 5-year deal at Liverpool, right? You do not have to let him go. He can hand in a transfer request all he wants. You can tell him, you're not going. They've got the financial power. For me, I was chatting with someone the other day about this. The transfer market at the moment is so weird that Philippe Coutinho could go to Barcelona this summer, but in his year's time, that transfer fee could look so stupid and laughable because he could probably be worth 200 by the time next summer goes, because that's the way the transfers are going. 12 months ago, we were laughing, saying Paul Pogba's going for 90 million. The biggest transfer of all time, then in a year's time, they double it.
My issue here is, I don't think you can stop him, because I think that's wrong. This is Barcelona we're talking about here. If, think about it, if they're a player, why should you stop them going to one of the biggest clubs in the world to further their career, where they're going to win La Ligas, win Champions League?
Because he's just committed to the football club for 5 years.
Yeah, Virgil van Dijk signed a 6-year contract at Southampton the other week, or like a few months ago, sorry. And it's like Liverpool fans saying, oh, we can't let Coutinho go. That means Southampton shouldn't let Van Dijk go. It's the same argument. It's the exact same argument. It's to further the player's career. That's why they don't want to play for that club anymore. That's why they want to move on. It's literally the exact same argument. Neymar moving PSG is a bit different. But
no, it's not the same argument. Virgil van Dijk's leaving Southampton, who have got no chance of ever winning anything. Liverpool Football Club are playing Champions League football under Jurgen Klopp. They kind of had a title push for a little bit last season. It's not the same.
I think it is the same. It's the player wanting to further their career and move to a bigger club. If Liverpool fans think Southampton should let Virgil van Dijk go, then they should let Coutinho go to Barcelona. Because for me, like, although he's a great player, he's not going to be humongously missed. Because they've got the likes of Mane. I was more impressive last year. Firmino, I say I was more impressive last year. Coutinho does a lot of things in big games which makes him look like a wonderful player, but I don't think he's as good as necessarily people think he really is. I think he's a great player, and I think he would come on more leaps and bounds playing for Barcelona than he will for Liverpool. And I don't see why you can stop a player going to one of the biggest clubs in the world, in the best league in the world.
Okay, if he's moving to Barcelona, how much would you want for him?
It's going to be, have to be like 120. I think that's what the fee will be if he goes.
I think it's got to be 120. Have you gave it a thought? Who could they bring in? Liverpool to replace a guy? Which, as we say, it's inflated fees for Coutinho because Neymar went to PSG, but it's going to be exactly the same situation for Liverpool when they're trying to find a replacement for Coutinho. So is there anyone out there you can think at the moment?
The thing is, yeah, as we said this before, the longer this goes on, the higher that fee that the club's going to want will go up.
Yeah.
They'll spend half the money, let's say, maybe Van Dijk comes in, but apparently Jurgen Klopp doesn't want him anymore. I really don't think he does. Because he said, oh, I don't need any more centre-backs. I was like, did you see your defending on the weekend? Awful. Lovren, and Klavan, right?
Matip,
Sakho, whatever. Like, Virgil van Dijk is better than all of them, and there's no leader there. No leader whatsoever. And Virgil van Dijk is that big, strong guy who's going to make an effect. And I think, yeah, so they're going to look at, they'll be looking for a new number 10 or winger because they're all like interchangeable.
Who would you buy? The rumours are Insigne from Napoli or Angel Di Maria from PSG.
Thing is, I don't necessarily think they need to get anyone yet. I don't necessarily think that's necessary. I would say drop Firmino back and put Divock Origi up front because they're not going to win the title this year. And I think that team's good enough to compete to finish where they finished last season in fourth. Although it would be great if they signed Lorenzo Insigne because I'm a massive fan of him. You've got to argue, is he physical enough for the Premier League? He's like 5'3".
Coutinho's not big.
I know, but yeah, so maybe bring in Dries Mertens from Napoli. Maybe you bring in Marek Hamšík. Maybe, see, there could be, there's so many different players they could bring in right now that Liverpool could even go really, really out there. And I know it would never happen, but I just want to see the player in the Premier League, and that's Paulo Dybala, like from Juventus. I know it's going to be literally impossible to get someone to come from Juventus all the way to Liverpool, but like that's the sort of ambition they need to be showing if they want to be not a selling club anymore, is be getting one of the most promising, I'd argue the most promising player in the world right now.
There we go. Some big, big transfers are going to be happening in the next few weeks. Keep subscribed to the podcast. As soon as these transfers happen, we're going to be speaking about whether we think it's the right moves. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. It's been really interesting chat talking about Coutinho, Virgil van Dijk and Danny Rose. There's going to be a lot more of this before the transfer window shuts. This has been the Football Hour. That was Don Betts. I've been Alex Mearns. Thank you for listening.